Next. What can I get for you? One caramel macchiato on its way. Name? What did you just say? Right. Your coffee's coming right up, sir. Next, please.
Yeah, sorry. I'm gonna take my break now.
Can I sit down? So, hi. I'm not sure what you were hoping to achieve with that, but you've got my attention. You a sorcerer? Then how did you... Well, look, here comes your coffee. Come on, take that. We're going somewhere quiet. So how do you know who I am? Is that supposed to impress me? You did all that just to find me. Jeez. Well, I hope it was worth it. What do you want with me then? Yeah, I work here. I've got a job. Is that surprising? What can I say? It pays the rent. Well, how do you expect me to be then? Shit, you know, hearing my real name just spoken out loud like that? By a human as well? You're really something else. Names have power, you know, especially demon names. Look, what do you want, dude? I do have a shift to get back to, you know? Yes, I'm a succubus. So what? What, were you expecting me to, like, just get down on my knees for you right away or something? Hate to break it to you, dude, but newsflash, I'm just a normal person living a normal life. I wouldn't have to worry about any of this if it wasn't for you dragging it all up again. I don't care what you've read. I'm not into any of that. I'm happy just working a normal job in a normal city. What, are you gonna tell my boss I'm a demon birthed from the pit of hell? Okay, you have fun with that. Look, dude, I'm clearly not what you're looking for. There are plenty of other succubi around here. If you could find me, I'm sure you could find them. I'm sure any of them will be happy to do whatever with you. Why do you want my number, though? I've told you, I'm really not the girl you're after. I don't know, man. I've left that life behind me. It's all in the past now. Yes, of course I can still... Okay, if I just show you my true form, you'll leave me alone, right? Okay, fine then. Make sure nobody's coming. Okay, here it goes. Well, there it is. The real me. Yes, they work. Yes, I can fly. And no, I don't. Huh. Feels so weird to be in my demon form after so long. It's like it doesn't feel right. It's a bit uncomfortable compared to my human body. Though, I'm sure most demons would say the opposite. Why are you looking at me like that? Can I go back to normal now? I've still got a job to do, and I think I might get some funny looks if I go back inside like this. What? You think people would like being served by a succubus? I think the wings might get in the way. Probably the tail, too. Look, I've already explained. I'm not about that life anymore. I'm just... doing this... Oh, all right, fine. I guess I am technically on break. I'm going back to my human form, though. I guess I can talk to you for a little bit if you really want me to. I'm not really a very interesting person, though. I don't know what you see in me. No, let's go to a different place. I'd rather not have my coworkers glaring at me. This'll do. Better not go too far. Yeah, this place is honestly way better. Don't tell my boss I said that. So, what do you do anyway? Cool. Do you like it? You see, I told you, I'm not very interesting. Nah, I don't really want to talk about that. I mean, what do you want to know, though? Well, I didn't technically quit. It's not really like a normal job. We all just kind of do it by default. I just sort of stopped reporting in one day. Nah, I doubt anyone even noticed. There's a lot of us, you see. No one ever really paid me any attention. Yeah, I mean, I could go back. Hell portals are pretty easy for us. I just don't really want to. Nah, I don't think I'd get in any trouble. I doubt Lucy would even notice I'd gone. Oh, sorry, Lucifer. It's what we used to call him. Not to his face, mind you. I wouldn't recommend calling him that if you ever meet him. Nah, he's not that bad. Considering he's literally Satan, he's not the worst boss. My last manager, on the other hand? Ugh, he could give Lucifer tips. I don't know, man. It feels like so long ago now. I guess I just got bored. I never really fit in with the other girls. I didn't really have any friends down there, and I started meeting people here. Humans. Seeing them as more than just targets for sin, and I guess I started pretending I was one of them. And well, I guess here I am now, chatting to you. It's not the best story, is it? Come on, dude. Do we really have to get into that? What are you trying to get me to say? You clearly already know what I am. What do you want me to say, man? Boyfriend? I'm literally the spawn of Satan, dude. Look, you've proved it today. I'll only ever be pretending. Deep down, I'm still the same monster I always was. Thanks. But you didn't know me back then. Even now, looking at you, I can feel the hunger. We can suppress the desire, but it never goes away. That's how we were made. Do you really want me to explain? Okay. Basically, each sin has their own demons. So there's greed demons, wrath demons, envy demons, etc. Okay, there are archdemons too, but they don't really fit into those categories. But you get the picture. So succubi are just lust demons. Our purpose is to spread lust among humans, which is why we were given an undying thirst for... Anyway, you get the idea. Don't make me spell it out for you, man. Even talking about it, even thinking about it. I don't want to go back to the way I was. So that's why I can't have a boyfriend. That's why I'll never have a normal human life. I just keep myself away from it all. I can't let myself get close to anyone. Just one taste and it'd break me. Maybe even one smell or one thought. I'm sorry, dude. I gotta go. I'm sure my break will have finished minutes ago. I just need to distract myself with work. Fine. I guess you may as well walk back with me. So, that's about all there is to it. I'm a demon trying to pretend she's human. Do you think I was doing a good job? Thanks. Oh, that? I just meant one taste and I'd go back to my old ways. I'm sure I would. It's like an addiction. The feeling for us, it's... I can't describe it. I don't want to. I'd rather not think about it. Because the more I think about it, the more I want it. Hey, can I ask, when did you last? No, actually, never mind. Forget it. It's nothing. I just thought I smelled something. Ooh. Hey, watch where you're going, asshole. Damn, you nearly knocked me over. Thanks for catching me. Hey, you smell really good. Is that some cologne or something else? Yes, our noses are really good at picking up certain scents. Especially nice ones. Sorry, this is a bit weird, isn't it? I shouldn't just keep sniffing you in the street. You just smell really nice, though. Sorry, where were we going? Right, this way. No, we're back already. Let's go in through the back again. Yeah, it's pretty quiet back here. Hey, so, before I go back in, go back to my normal life and everything, can I smell you some more? I'm sorry, I know it's really weird, but can I? Thanks, I'll be quick. Well, I'm getting on my knees because this is the part of you I want to smell. Just need to get my face to be closer to your... Your stupid pants are in the way. They're blocking the scent. Please, just let me... That smell is so good. I've not had it in so long. You wouldn't mind if I pulled your shorts down, would you? You know, just so I can have one more good whiff. Oh, wow. That looks delicious. Sorry, I mean, I'm just gonna smell it once more. I'm only smelling it. Just a little sniff. That can't hurt, can it? Surely. It's not like I'm gonna taste it or anything. That would be disgusting. That's absolutely the last thing I want to do. Taste your disgusting, horrible, unwashed, cum-covered dick. I can't believe you don't wash your dick after you masturbate. That's so gross. So gross. Oh, it's so gross. I can't believe how... fucking gross that is. Oh my fucking Dark Lord. Oh, I can't believe you fucking come all over yourself. Come all over your gross hard cock and then just leave it. Leave it for girls to smell and get like this. You're such a fucking pervert. I don't want it. I don't want to taste it. I don't want to taste it so fucking much. No, I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't. It's not right. It's so wrong. So wrong for you to stick your gross, disgusting cock in my face like that. It's not fair. How am I supposed to resist? What can I do? I can't just stop myself. Must lick cock. Oh, my Dark Lord. You have no idea how fucking incredible that tastes. Please, let me lick it some more. Let me give it a proper wash with my tongue since you're too lazy to do it yourself. So what were you masturbating over? Were you imagining meeting me? Maybe watching some succubus porn to get ready? Maybe listening to some succubus audios? Honestly, the things you humans come up with. Bet you thought you could just walk up to me and ask to fuck, didn't you? But you were imagining pounding all my tight holes until I fell in love with your cock. And then you fucking exploded all over yourself, didn't you? Fuck. I can imagine all of it pouring out and covering your hard cock. Fuck. If only I'd been there. Because I'm so hungry. Oh, I've been starving for your cum. You're gonna give it to me now, though, aren't you? Straight from your balls into my stomach. I hope you didn't waste too much last night, because I'm desperate. I've got so much time not drinking it to make up for. You're gonna help me, aren't you? You're gonna feed me, fill my belly up with your hot, sticky loads. You're gonna get this hopeless succubus back on track. Oh, yes, give it to me. Pour it all down my slutty, demonic throat. Please feed me, feed me. I need it, I need it, I need all of your. Thank you, baby. That was just what I needed. Oh, you've really shown me what I've been missing. I've had some very silly ideas in my head recently. A succubus giving up her favorite meal to try and pretend to be human? Imagine that. But now I'm back. I've got so much work to catch up on. Oh my lord, so many dicks to suck. Oh, and so much desire to spread. And, of course, I've got so much cum to swallow. I hope you didn't think that you were done. You've woken me up. It's only right that you get your just reward and I get some more tasty meals. I mean, you would not believe the appetite going cold turkey for 3 years gives you. Now come on, you owe me more cum. In fact, you owe me all of it. From now on, my mouth is the only place your cum is ever going to go. You'll have to learn very quickly that when your mistress wants something, she gets it. Oh, you're surprised? Yes, that's right. You're going to be my cum slave. I'm going to have your cock on tap whenever I get hungry. Standard succubus practice. Makes it easier to have food at home while you go out and seduce the people that matter. You'll be nothing more than cattle, I'm afraid. Just an udder to suck on whenever I get thirsty for my milk. But this is what you wanted, isn't it? You wanted to meet a real succubus, didn't you? Now then, shall we go back to my place? I mean, we had such a lovely date, didn't we? Really got to know each other, I thought. I even gave you my number, didn't I? Oh, isn't it so romantic? I think it went so well that I'm going to take you back to my place and make you my slave for all eternity. It's a girl's dream come true. Or for as long as you last, anyway. Now, go on and step through the portal. Oh, don't look so glum. Don't you know that cows actually enjoy being milked? Or they do eventually, at least. Now get in.